Rep presenting East Coast Watchmen Radio.
Zen East Coast. We are live out of Florida. Brother Alan, you there?
We're live? Yes, I'm here.
I don't know. Are you alive?
No, I mean, I thought
you
we were recording.
You want to confess you're
we
dead?
Live. No
Go
problem.
Ahead. Bah. What's up, Wolfenstein?
What's up?
I just replace you with music. What's up, guy?
Which one?
Which guy are you talking to?
Oh, hold on. Before we start here, let me go to an active desktop scene and happy Trans Day.
Oh, you didn't.
Yep. I have it up on the screen. Today is Be a Trans Visibility Day. I mean, if you can't understand that Obama's running the show over there, I don't know what to tell you people, okay? They have literally coined today Trans Visibility Day, which means you're a trans and you got to make yourself visible. But what is it today also, Alan?
Today is Easter, also known as Resurrection Day. Our Lord Jesus Christ did rise on the third day, as he said he would, and thus defeated death and ascended to the right hand of the Father eventually. Amen.
Do you think it was a good day to make National Trans Visibility Day? I mean, today?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent day for Democrats, the party of Satan, to name today Trans Visibility Day, because it clearly shows whose side they're on. They're clearly on the—I mean, those Christians and those Catholics, they're still, you know, they're still voting Democrat because they always voted Democrat, and because, you know, JFK was a Democrat, possibly our last, you know, patriotic Democrat president. You know, they should get the clue by now that this is the party that belongs to Satan. They run up the debt, they start wars, they collapse the economy, they bring in lots of immigrants, everything. And because Satan wants you poor and miserable. And so Democrats make sure of that as an offering to Satan. So, yes, it's the perfect day. Yes, to pick. Yes.
National Trans Day on a day that many people are recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ. But Satanic Obama, the Antichrist, the little horn with the abominating mouth, with his man husband, that's right, Man Meat Mike, are running the show over there. If you think brain dead diaper blowing Biden's running anything, you don't know what's going on. Okay, I remember what? Back in 2015-ish, somebody rebuked the hell out of me, on which is not uncommon, but
they're like, Obama's going to go away in obscurity. You watch, man. You're wrong. You're not going to hear from him. Like most presidents, after they, you know, their term's up, they just disappear, man. You watch.
I said, no, you watch, bruh. Because what's going to happen is he ain't going nowhere. Because he's a satanic being. Okay? Get it through your head. I'm going to prove it to you in 1 second. Now, what was I trying to say, Alan?
He's a satanic being. Obama's a satanic being. He's not going away.
Yeah, yeah.
Running.
He didn't go anywhere. Was I right? Yeah, I was right. So that whole, he's going to disappear in obscurity like most presidents do. You'll see, guy. No, you'll see, brah. He's still on the scene. Terrorizing everybody with his marriage man. This is what's going on. Listen, you people better open your eyes to see the hour we're in, man. Okay, because this cake party's about to get burnt up. And Wolfenstein's going to touch on a topic in a second. That's very alarming. But let me move on to what's going on with Obama. Now, many of you thought I was nuts back in 2015 with the Mandela effect, right? I know you did. It's okay. It's okay. I don't, you know, you thought I was crazy. Well, guess what? Okay. I told you CERN was opening the pit, that they were releasing demons from the portals that they, and incidentally, Obama was just over in Brussels. Did you know that? He was just over there 2 weeks ago. Check it out. What do you think's going on over there? They are releasing high-level demons, okay, augmenting and diminishing certain sects of our reality. Okay? Now, the law of plain sight in the occult means they have to subtly reveal it in some way for it to be effective. That's one of the laws of the occult, according to Aleister Crowley, right? Well, guess what? Guess what? They're using Netflix lately for that. Lately, they're just using Netflix. So many people watch it. And if you notice who's involved in Netflix, who's running a lot of the show now, is, let's see if he gets it, Alan, who would that be?
The person who runs Netflix?
Is running the show over there. I said one of the people.
Oh, it's either Obama or Michelle Obama.
He got it. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
Praise the Lord.
And if you notice, they're revealing stuff over there now. You just had the last movie they did where they revealed all the turmoil and destruction that would be reaped upon an EMP attack. Tesla cars running all over the place. Now you got this movie. What's the name of it? Oh, three body problem. Okay. Three body problem. Okay. This is on Netflix. Okay. So, check it out. Guess what it's about? It's about CERN. It's about CERN. And in this scene I'm going to play here, if you're on Rumble, you see it. But these are two scientists that work at CERN. And they're talking about, guess what? Alice in Wonderland. She said, it's almost like Alice in Wonderland, the stuff that's going on over there on the reactors. And she's talking about a problem with one of the reactors in this scene. Three-body problem. Well, guess what? This whole movie is about a parallel forming of the rise of communism, and it's overlaid with modern events of CERN. Gee, let me think about that for a minute. And they keep flashing back through communist China, which I've said so many times, the dragon, which many of these people worship. They're in alliance with China. Check out Three Body Problem. But in this scene, many thought I was nuts with the Mandela effect. I get it. But I'm telling you, I remember this song. I know Billy Joel. I met him multiple times. Okay? I put the security system in his house on Further Lane in East Hampton back in 1989. I was there with Christie when he had the maroon Jaguar. That house. I was there. And I'm telling you, that house he sold, and that Jerry Seinfeld bought it, and he moved to Oyster Bay. I met him again there. Did the security system in that house in Oyster Bay. Multiple times over there. I know Billy Joel. Okay? I know he's heavily involved in Knights of Columbus and stuff. I've been over there. He's got no doors on the second floor. He removes all the doors. There's no doors. In all the bedrooms, you walk down the hallway, he's sitting right there on his computer because there's no doors. He has door phobia. You didn't know that, did you? Well, I know it because I've been in his house. Okay? I know the song, The Piano Man. I know it. And I know it said, play me a melody. It never said, play me a memory. It says, play me a melody. Now it's changed to play me a memory. Duh, they're mocking us.
That's amazing.
This scene,
yeah, I mean, everyone remembers it. That's obviously, it was play me a melody. There's no question that. So you're telling me if you listen to the song now, it says play me a memory?
Yeah, and ironically, in this movie that Obama was involved in, Three Body Problem, Obama is involved in this. And guess what? The two scientists of CERN are sitting right here in this scene I'm going to play. I don't know how much I can play without getting in trouble, but I'm going to play to the part where you see her looking at the lyrics because there's some guy singing Piano Man on karaoke, and she's a CERN scientist. The both of them are. She's talking about a problem at one of the Hadron reactors. Colliders, I'm sorry. And she actually relates to it as Alice in Wonderland, which incidentally, one of the projects over in CERN is called the Looking Glass Project, where literally that portal, they have seen demons coming through that portal. This is serious stuff, people. Now, here's plain sight, the occult law of plain sight, that they have to subtly reveal it in some way. It's called hidden in plain sight. That's what it means. Now, I'm going to play the scene where she, watch her eyes. She's looking at the screen with the lyrics. And the lyrics here have changed. Literally, the song that has changed is in the movie about the two scientists with CERN. Let's watch it. Watch her eyes when she sees the screen with the karaoke. It's no longer melody. It's play me a memory. It has changed. Watch. And she knows it. She's looking at the screen. This, they're trying to tell you. They're trying to tell you right here, man. Watch.
Yellow crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. He's making love to his
sonic screen. He's looking at it. Hey, she's focused on the screen.
Come have a smoke with me. That shit will kill you. Yeah, so will this.
Play me a memory. See it? Right there. Did you see that? It came up on the screen. Old man sitting next to me. You see how they're focusing on the lyrics now? Making love to his tonic and gin, right? They're bringing all the attention to the lyrics now. There's the scientist of CERN. That's her.
Come have a smoke with me. Shit'll kill you.
Watch what comes up on the screen on the bottom. Play me a memory. Did you see it? Okay.
Yes, I heard it.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I heard it.
He
wow.
heard it. He heard it. See, they're looking at the CERN reactor. Now, guys, this is hidden in plain sight, occult rule. Okay? I literally have told you about this song changing. They're showing you it changed. With, ironically, two scientists at work at CERN. God, come on, Matt.
Well, not ironically. They're basically telling you CERN is the reason for the changing of it. They're putting them together for us.
That's right, Alan. That's right. This is the hour we're in, people. National Trans Day on Easter. You can't make this stuff up. Now you got three-body problem about the rise of communism co-aligned with CERN. Gee, what's been going on lately? There has been a rise of communism. And the augmented song is focused right here in this scene. Literally right here. Play me a memory. It never said that. Because they're catering to the fact, oh, it's just your memory. You have a bad memory. You don't realistically remember that thing. Well, guess what? You go to YouTube, you type in Piano Man, you'll see hundreds of people playing this song live or singing this song at karaoke. And guess what? They're saying melody. They're not mistaken either. It always was melody, but they're telling you memory here. Because that's the gaslight. They're gaslighting the masses. People got to be able to see this so you're not psyoped, so you're not mind controlled.
They're telling us all that, hey, we're messing with your memories.
Right.
We're going to play you a memory, but it's a different memory than what you remember. Well, the thing is, they're telling us they're going to play us a memory, but the thing is that it isn't quite the way we remember it. And because they changed it. So it's like a total mocking thing. Hey, we're going to play you a memory. But the thing is, we're all like scratching our heads like, man, that's not what I remember. See that? That's how the devil is too. It's like they're just playing like mocking games with us. We're going to play you a memory, but see if you can remember it like this. Yeah, so yeah, amazing times.
Alan, we would ask you, but we don't know if you're a music expert.
I am not a music expert. Sorry.
You literally have no opinion.
Not this time, no.
We're going to get into something here. Wolfenstein is going to touch on something, but I want to talk about the tears, okay? There's the tears are getting more prominent in this reality, guys. Okay, we're over the augmenting of reality, scriptures changing, the Strong's Concordance changing. Many folks are finding new doctrines all of a sudden lately. Like, oh, wow, there never was a hell. And then they just go into the Strong's. People don't even realize things are changing. This is not the time to be finding new doctrines. Oh, look at this. I've pulled something out of the Strong's Concordance. There's no hell. I mean, this is how insane people are becoming. Okay? Hold on to what you know. You know what you know. Because they're gaslighting us. They did the plain sight with that new Obama movie. It's a series. With CERN in it. Literally, they're showing the colliders in the show. And they go into the song that has changed. Okay? Literally changed. Piano Man. Now, Matthew 13 talks about the tares. The tares are growing amongst us. They are sown by Satan. There are actually agents of the devil wandering around the earth. Okay, I know it's hard to believe. Many of you don't even believe an angel can believe in can become in human form. Where I know that they can. I've ran into them. Maria ran into several. I'll tell you right now, if angels are roaming around, there is demonic agents roaming around. Okay? That's why they're talking about the tares growing amongst the wheat. This whole parable in Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30 is talking about the tares. Look human, but upon close observation and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. You can begin to understand if someone's a wheat stalk or a tare. As they grow and mature, it's easier to identify a tare, which is also poisonous. These are poisonous spewers amongst us. Angels of God are roaming the earth, yes, but demonic tares, the sons of Belial, are roaming the earth. And you might say, how is that possible? In Samuel, I read that it says Eli's sons were the sons of Belial. Now, Belial, many of you not may not know, is an agent of high-level witchcraft. It just takes a little bit of research to understand that in the Lesser Key of Solomon, you will see that the 68th spirit identified there in the 72 Goetia demons, these are high-level demons that occultists invoke with blood rituals, sacrifice. Belial is one of the high-level entities that they summon to carry out their exploits. That's right. Some of this may just seem far out to some of you out there. But check out the 72 Goetia spirits. So when you see son of Belial in scripture, it's talking about an agent of Satan. A tear. Now I'm going to get into something on the screen here. You're going to see it come up. Because this is a new phenomenon going on. Many of you may not have heard of it. But on the screen, you're going to even see CNN's reporting on it. Looking on Rumble, you're seeing it now. Okay, here it is. It's called Demon Syndrome. Okay? Hundreds upon hundreds of people have this now. Where they're seeing people, they walk into people, and they are a demon. Has anybody here, have you heard of this demon face syndrome, Alan?
Demon face syndrome? They walk into someone and they're a demon? Is that what you just said?
They just run up into people and they look at them and what they're supposed to look like, they look like a demon.
Wow, I haven't heard about it directly, but remember that woman from several months ago who was famous for getting up on a airplane and saying, that MF over there is not real? That could be exactly what she just saw. You know, he basically phased in and out of demon form right in front of her and freaked her out right there while someone was recording.
That's exactly what happened, but she don't want to look crazy. She doesn't want to admit it. But this demon face syndrome is growing. Just do it. Do a search for demon face syndrome. You'll see it on Google, on Rumble right now. If you're listening to this broadcast on Rumble, you'll see what people are trying to draw, what they see some people look like now, what they're supposed to look like and what they really are. Here's some other people. This woman they ran into. They're a demon now. This is what they see them. The woman on the left, if you're looking on Rumble, is what she's supposed to look like. But one of the people that has this thing where they're able to see certain people as demons, you'll see what they look like. On the right is what he sees her as. He sees her as a demon. This phenomenon is growing and growing and growing. And Alan's 100% correct. That woman most likely had this unveiling where the tears are growing to a point where they're becoming quite obvious. That's right. Demon face syndrome. People all over the world. This is what they're seeing. You want to see what they're seeing? This is what they see people as, certain people. Not all of them, but they'll run into someone and they look like this. Guys, we are in the maturing of the tares. The sons of Belial are literally being illuminated amongst the masses. To show you how close we are. Now, Wolfenstein, incidentally, I lost that screen, but I'm going to bring it back up. Wolfenstein, can you touch on the eclipse? What's going on with this sign in the heavenlies? Is he here?
I don't hear him.
Oh, here I am. Sorry, it was muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. He was making waffles.
And I was talking, but it was muted. Okay, so I'm on now. Listen, the eclipse, probably most people have heard about this, but the eclipse that's coming on April 8th.
What I was saying was so uninteresting that you went and ate waffles?
No, really? This is a very serious thing. We got to focus
Alan,
on this.
Was what I was saying that boring?
It was not boring. I think he was probably honestly muted, so forgive him, real Richard.
Should I forgive him?
Yeah, of course you should forgive him.
Dude,
I'm trying to prevent any slapback echo.
I'm not your bra.
You're not my bra. I mean, I'm literally talking about demon face syndrome and this phenomenon. And Alan made a good point. That woman on the plane, what she saw, this hundreds upon hundreds of people have this now, where people are becoming demons. And you made waffles. So it was that boring. So when you talk, I'm going to make a Lego ego. What?
I was trying to keep any echo from coming back.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say about the eclipse? This is a sign in the heavenlies, guys.
Okay. Now, yeah, this is really interesting. Probably a lot of people have heard about it, but on April 8th, there will be a eclipse passing over continental USA, and it's entering around Texas and then exiting out of New York State. And an eclipse brings a 115-mile-wide path that's total blackout. Sun's completely blacked out. Now, on that eclipse line, that 115-mile-wide line, which is only a very small area of the total continental U.S., there will be seven Ninevehs either right in the direct path of the eclipse or very near to it. And it's going to pass over seven Ninevehs April 8th. And then get this, 40 days later from April 8th is the Feast of Pentecost. Now, of course, we know Jonas in the New Testament, Jonah in the Old, went to Nineveh. He was the one who took the boat and got swallowed by the whale because he was running from the Lord and not bringing the word of repentance. And then God put him in the whale, spewed him out in Nineveh or near there. And he went and preached repentance for 40 days, 40 nights, told Nineveh, you got 40 days, 40 nights to repent, or God's going to destroy this place. So what's really interesting, Rich, is not only does this eclipse pass over these Ninevehs. Now, two of them are direct center and right next to each other. One of them is in Indiana and the other in Ohio, only a few short miles apart. So like two witnesses, they're in the direct center of the 115-mile-wide path. And then three others are just outside that path that are going to be almost total blackout. And then a couple others that are a little bit, further out. But they're all very close to that 115-mile path. Seven of them. Two of them dead center, right next to each other. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2016, in January, there was a storm that came through America called Jonas. Of course, it was Jonas who went to Nineveh. And in the Greek, he uses the name Jonas. And here we had this storm that ripped through the Northeast and dumped record snow on Washington, D.C., then upon Philadelphia, then upon New York City. Now, back in 2016, I was watching a news broadcast about the storm. And while I was watching it, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, this storm Jonas is prophetic. It's a warning to America, and I'm sending three storms, just as you see these three cities of Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City. I'm sending three storms that are represented by these three cities. Then he said this, the first storm will be political and hit Washington, D.C., and it will be like Watergate, It'll be an impeachment attempt, and it will be very controversial, and it will throw chaos into the American political scene. Second storm will hit Philadelphia, which is known as the city of brotherly love, and the city where the Liberty Bell is. And then the Lord told me that that one would divide the nation, remove our liberties and freedoms, and then we would be in a situation where the nation would be divided, much like during the Civil War. And the third one would hit Wall Street, New York City, just like these three snowstorms. And then it would bring a market collapse that would be greater than 1929. So I put the word out, 2016. Okay, we had this storm Jonas. It dumped record snow in these three cities. Here's the three storms that are coming. Well, in 2020, exactly 4 years after I put out the word, the first storm hit, and that was the impeachment attempt of Donald Trump. And exactly as the word the Lord gave me. And then they came right in order. The second one a few weeks later was the lockdown. And we had, you know, the pandemic. We had the lockdown. Our liberties and freedoms were taken away. The nation got divided. We had Black Lives Matter. We had rioting in cities. We had Democrats against Republicans, blue state against red, conservative against liberal. Nation's been divided ever since that moment. The third storm hit Wall Street a couple weeks after that, and the market tanked 41% in like about 6 weeks. And in 1929, I looked up the numbers, it dropped 39%. So it exceeded the 29 collapse, just like I put out in the word. And it was like 41% higher than the 29, and it went down 100 days faster than in 29. So those three storms came, but that revolved around Jonas. The storm Jonas was the warning from God, and those three storms came that God warned about and spoke to me, and we put out the word. It's right on my Facebook, 2016. I emailed it. I even saved the email and posted it on my Facebook page back in 2016. I emailed it to about 7,000 ministries, or I don't know exactly how many, but it went to a lot. And okay, so now, 8 years later, we have an eclipse coming. And now Jonas is going to Nineveh. The eclipse is going to pass over or near seven towns named Nineveh.
The sign of Jonah that Jesus was talking about?
Well, here it is.
It says
a sign of Jonah.
No sign shall be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And we have this.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring it up on the screen. I don't know if I do at the moment. I do.
So we got a twofold sign here. First, right, God
Fox
sends a storm.
News, Fox is reporting an eclipse approaching next month. There has been an uptick in internet posts about the historical event. There are some people claiming that eclipse will trigger a rapture. This isn't the first time this topic has made its rounds. Several online videos have asserted that the August 21, 2017 eclipse echoed. That's something else. Fast forward 7 years, April 8th, and another eclipse poised across America, this time affecting seven cities dubbed Nineveh. Allegedly, these paths will converge over a place named Rapture. I didn't know that. So this is widely reported, this eclipse, and Wolfenstein's correct. Seven cities dubbed Nineveh. So this is quite interesting. Is this a prophetic sign? Yeah.
What's really interesting, Rich, is it's a twofold sign. First, God sent the snowstorm, Jonas, and he dumped record snow on these three cities. Now, I'm a prophet, and the Lord spoke to me, and I put out the word. And, I mean, what are the odds? I mean, I put out a word, okay, we're going to have an impeachment attempt like Watergate, hit Washington, D.C. first, and then right after that, we're going to have the nation divided like a civil war almost, lose our freedom and liberty,
and the nation will be fractured. Snowstorm. What does a snowstorm have to do with it?
Wait, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yeah.
The snowstorm was named Jonas. That's the name of Jonah in the Greek, Jonas. The storm was named Jonas. It dumped record levels of snow on three cities. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me I'm sending three storms. This is a sign of judgment, as Jonas was sent to Nineveh. I'm sending this storm to America, and these three storms are coming. And
the
impeachment
how are you
temple
tying
hit
this
DC.
Into this eclipse, though? I don't get it. Your snowstorm
because
prophecy.
Jonah went to Nineveh. He went to Nineveh. That's where he preached 40 days. Repent. You got
Alan,
40 days.
Alan, are you getting this?
So far, I'm not getting it. But
yeah, we're not
I'm,
getting
I'm just
it,
not
bro.
Getting it.
Sorry. But he's trying to say
what do you mean you're not
that
getting
some
it?
Snowstorm.
What do you mean? Jonas, Jonas went to Nineveh. The eclipse is passing
Hold on.
Over
Let me have Maria seven. Bring me some magical mushrooms. Hold on a second. Okay, I just ate one. Go ahead again.
Rich, what do you mean you're not getting it? Listen, Jonah, who went to Nineveh and preached
Wait,
for 40 days?
Alan, are you getting it?
Who
I
went
get that Jonah
to
went
Nineveh.
To Nineveh and the storm
Alan,
is named Nineveh.
Alan has a higher
Jonah.
IQ than me. If he's not getting
well,
he can't blame me.
Richard, your IQ is pretty high. I don't want to sit here and...
Bro,
you know,
why do you sound so weak? I got to boost you. Hold on.
Me?
Yeah, you sound very weak, bro.
Dude, okay, is this loud enough?
I got you on 2.7 boost.
I love 2.7. Okay.
No, there's something... I've never heard you this weak. Say something.
Man.
Say...
Okay.
Test.
Better. Is this better? Is this
yeah,
better?
A little better. Yeah, yeah, right there. Okay. It sounds like
okay, you're just this is
covered in kryptonite or something. You're just fading out.
Now, bro did you hear what I said?
Look, he's attacking me with a snowstorm prophecy. Help me, Alan.
In 2016,
help me.
What do you mean the snowstorm prophecy? Dude, I put out a word. All three storms hit exactly as God said. We had a collapse greater than 29. We had
yeah,
a presidential impeachment
eclipse,
attack.
Yeah.
Because it's Jonah and it's the Nineveh. It's the second warning. This is it, the final warning from God. He gave the warning in 2016 with the snowstorm named Jonah. He said, Jonah's coming to Nineveh, America, and this is the storm. And now he's giving the eclipse over the cities of Nineveh. Jonah
Alan, you got
went
that,
to
Alan?
Nineveh.
Alan.
I vaguely, okay, so.
Well, it's
Jonah
not cool to
went to
God.
Nineveh, and
it's
the
not,
storm
not
is
cool
named Nineveh,
to
so
mock.
Therefore.
It's not cool to mock the name, the word of God, I'm telling you, especially when they're powerful warnings. Not
okay,
cool.
So what about the Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Richard.
What?
The Jonas Brothers have nothing to do with Jonah going to Nineveh and nothing to do with the snowstorm named Jonah, okay? That's separate Jonas, okay? Richard.
All right. All right. So Wolfenstein, this is an important event, in my opinion. And by the way, I don't remember all these weird eclipses going on years ago, like in my life. And then all of a sudden, red moon, red moon, red moon, strawberry, strawberry. All these weird moons are popping up. I don't remember this. This is another augmented reality to me. Harvest moons and all the every it's there's so many things going on in the heavens, the heavenlies around us as a sign. Wolfenstein came up with a good point here. This eclipse is something to pay attention to. Fox News is even reporting it. Well, that doesn't mean anything, sorry, but just check Google, Eclipse Nineveh, and I saw several news sources come up with this. So, Wolfenstein, are you saying we're late in the hour here, or what?
This is the second warning. The first one was a snowstorm, and the three storms hit, just as God said, and this one here is going over seven Ninevehs. Two of them are dead center in the path of the 115-mile wide total blackout, and they are right next to each other. One's in Indiana and Ohio. So you got two witnesses right there. I mean, they're dead center in the 115-mile strip. again, 115 miles is not a very big section of America.
Yeah, you know, it's just a little swath. You put this in the mix with everything else we talked about here, with Obama's new Three Problems show, which incidentally is a weird name, but it has to do with CERN. They're showing you the song that has changed, Play Me a Memory. It never said that. It was play me a melody. And I'm telling you now, she's looking at the screen, the lyrics. It's right there. Incidentally, they're coming out with, Wolfenstein mentioned Civil War. Well, guess what? There's another plain sight movie coming out called Civil War. It's coming out like next month. So they're letting us know the agenda and the occult rule of plain sight, hidden in plain sight. They have to release it. Just like they showed you CERN in this new show. And this eclipse, you put this into the mix with the demon face syndrome. Did anybody know about demon face syndrome before you listened to Watchman Radio here today? Alan, did you know about demon face syndrome?
I saw one tweet about it, and basically some people are basically seeing people looking like the screenshot I just sent you over Telegram. Yeah, I heard about it one time, yes.
Guys, this is not normal.
No.
That's why you go to Rumble. You see our picture there. It's Toto. We're not in Kansas anymore. Okay, I have the picture of that exact moment because you know what? That scene has changed. When you go watch The Wizard of Oz now, she now says, Dorothy, she says, Toto, I got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. It never was that.
Wow.
It never says, got a feeling. It never said that. Now it says that. It was Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. That's what it used to say. The got a feeling was never there. That's like a Boston song or something, more than a feeling. It never was there. Just like...
Empire Strikes Back. That's another good example.
Yeah, all these augmenting and like Wolfenstein says, they're mocking us. Son, play me a memory. Meaning you can't remember. It was melody. She never said, Toto, I got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore like it is now if you watch Wizard of Oz. You can't see these augments in our reality? Does anybody see this?
I see it.
Wolfenstein, what do you feel about this?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly the purpose of it, but it seems as though they're being allowed to like mock us. I do know in the occult realm, they have to announce things they're about to do for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know if the enemy is forced to reveal the things he's doing, but for some reason, they have to reveal the things they're doing before they do them.
That's right, they do.
Now, the purpose of that, I'm not exactly sure.
It's for their occultic powers to have effect. It has to be brought out first, subtly, hidden in plain sight.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, if they're trying to take someone to court and they put the little thing in the newspaper to let you know kind of thing. It's like they're required to do that legally. And they have to publish
what
they're doing if they. Yeah. So it's like the enemy makes them publish it. Kind of weird.
Alan.
But that's the satanic world.
Yes, Richard.
What's your opinion of what we've talked about here, these topics? Am I out to lunch here or what?
I think there's also the principle of avoiding karmic retribution because they consider it soft disclosure when they put out there their plans. Because once they put out their plans, they have basically told us in a subtle way, therefore they believe that they are not going to get karmic blowback.
That's right. That's right.
And the reason unbelievers, people who aren't Christians, call it karma, have this concept of karma, is because there's lots of verses in the Bible where God promises everyone reaps what they sow. Two of them that I've been graced to memorize are Romans chapter 2, verse 6, and Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. And he says it at least one time in Jeremiah and Revelation, where everybody gets what they deserves. Everybody reaps what they sow. If you work hard and you're honest, God will reward you. You'll be prosperous in this land. If you make your money crooked, you can get rid, like the mafia is successful financially. But the problem with a life of crime is, while it will make you successful financially, it'll also swallow you up and destroy your soul. So you want to work hard and be honest, and God will bless that. Be the best employee you can be at your job. And now I'm going off on a rabbit trail, even though it's true. If you work hard and you're honest, God will reward you for it. And the karmic retribution is why they put it out there in movies like their plans. They put out their plans for us in movies.
True.
And they also put it out in The Simpsons, too. So, yeah, they put it out there to avoid. Anyway, amen.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you notice, it's always the one with on Netflix, Obama has put his stamp of approval on. Okay? So check out this Civil War thing coming out. Guys, they're already revealing their intentions. These people are satanic spawns. And this demon face syndrome thing that's going on. Check out demon face syndrome. The unmasking that's going on. Guys, the tares are maturing. We're at that hour right now. It's late in the hour. Well,
an interesting thing about the tares is that it says in the time of the harvest, the angels are sent forth by God to gather all the tares together and bind them into bundles. So now, what are the bundles? I'll tell you what they are. It appears that the only possible explanation and fulfillment of that prophecy is that the bundles are the Christian denominations and organizations of man. And the tares are all being bundled together. And one time the Lord spoke to me and said, what binds them together, what bundles them, like twine, you take a bale of hay and you bundle it with twine. Well, the twine that holds them together, that what binds them together, is the false doctrines they promote. Like, for example, eternal security. This is a damnable heresy that can damn your soul if you believe it. Well, you've got all kinds of tares being bundled together in organizations, groups, that believe that what binds them together, what holds them together as a bundle, is the lie, the damnable heresy, eternal security, OSIS, once saved, always saved. Now, if you go to that bundle and you don't promote and believe that lie that binds them together, they will boot you out of their bundle. They will kick you right out. It's just like the dominion theologists. You know, they're going to rise up and take dominion over entire nations, get saved, and the opposite of the Word of God. The Word of God says we're in a great falling away, a great apostasy, and many shall depart from the faith. That's what's happening. The Word of God is happening, folks, just as God said. But the bundle, dominion theology, says the opposite. Now, to be in that bundle, what holds them together? The lie that the church is going to take dominion over the earth, over seven mountain spheres, seven areas of influence. They call it the mountain mandate. It's all a lie from hell. But, Rich, we've discussed this thing. Like, you got another bundle. How about this one? Hebraic roots.
The people fake that are Jews, that's got to be a big bundle, right?
That's the fake Jew bundle, right? We got the fake Jew bundle. We got the eternal security, once saved, always saved bundle. How about, there's these. Yeah, we got these different bundles, right? So, okay, so is that fulfilled? Well, everywhere, listen to this. Back in the year around 1600, when you had the Reformation, you only had two bundles. You had first the Catholic Church, which was the first bundle, and then you had the second one, which was the Eastern Orthodox Church that came out of it. Now we... that was an interesting show part.
You got to be careful talking about the Reuters, because he buzzes us on there. I just heard him.
Well, you know,
he's got a horn.
Now
man.
We got.
I heard the horn,
bro. Now we got. But listen, are the angels busy bundling them together? Now we got hundreds of thousands of bundles. I mean, you go back, you know, a couple hundred years ago, you only had two. You had the Catholic Church.
What about a bundle package?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon. My recommendation is if you find yourself in a bundle, get yourself out of that bundle and start serving Jesus Christ and obeying
Maria,
his word.
Maria got MGM with Amazon Prime bundle. Kind of suspicious.
There's a promotion. Is a promotion better or worse than a bundle, Richard? Explain.
Well, we're getting ready to burn rubber out of you because we had technical issues here and I'm suspicious of what's going on here. But I'll tell you now, I think we touched on some important topics here. Did we not, Alan?
Yes, we did. First of all, they're up to no good, and it's involved CERN, and they're deploying the National Guard for an eclipse, and they're firing up CERN on the same day that the eclipse is happening. And in the meanwhile, God's still on the throne, so as you serve God and worship God and act on the word and tithe and love your neighbor and listen with love and speak with love.
What about being too cool?
Well, sometimes I'm too cool for school.
You think you're too cool
sometimes.
For school? But I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite.
News flash.
What is it? What?
You aren't. You aren't. You aren't. You aren't.
Oh, man. That's... Yeah. Oh, I'm humbled. Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Yeah, now I noticed you feel a little weakened since I played that. But, Wolfenstein, I think you hit on some good topics, even though you confused Alan with that snowstorm. But I'll tell you right now, I think everything we touched on here is important. And if it's going to help somebody somewhere out there, dive into a little bit more investigating what we're talking about, including that plain sight occultic law, what they're doing on Netflix, showing CERN with Piano Man changing, with the rise of communism linked in there, which we've been saying for many, many broadcasts, about the rise of totalitarian communism, the dragon, China. Which, incidentally, that new show on Netflix is all about. And CERN. And it shows China building a CERN. Oh, yeah. Which they are, by the way. So, what are they doing opening these demonic portals? Think about it, guys. The unleashing of the bottomless pit. Now, that's why we're seeing so many strange things. That's why we're seeing demon face syndrome. That's why we're seeing so many tares maturing where it's so obvious of the sons of Belial amongst us. Wolfenstein, do you want to nightcap this before we burn rubber out of here? What's your last statement?
Well, not my last statement, but I'll summarize. Okay, we see the tares coming together, as the word says, that the angels of God will be sent forth and to make bundles out of them, and it says to burn them with fire, that they might be burned up with unquenchable fire. So if you don't want to be burned up with unquenchable fire, you need to get yourself out of any organization of man. And you need to serve Jesus Christ because the bundles are going to burn. And if you notice, where are the tares now? they're in these denominations and these organizations called Christianity. And the angels are busy. Like I was saying, originally the first 400 years of the church, you only had one bundle, Catholic Church. Now you got hundreds of thousands of them.
Are you saying like the Assemblies of God is getting burned or something?
I see it as every organization of man has gone apostate. And I could tell you stories that you wouldn't believe.
All right, let's say that for another broadcast. All right.
Yeah. All the organizations are going apostate. They're falling away from God.
All right. Alan, do you have a summarization without divination?
I did not take notes this time, but good. Basically, good. All right, then.
Yeah, I'm glad because we had the hiccup there. I'm going to have to splice some things here later. But
all right,
Alan, do you think we are you biased? Do you think we touched on good topics?
Yeah, basically they're deliberately unleashing evil. But as usual, just worship and serve and follow Jesus, and you'll be okay. 1,000 will fall at your left side, and 10,000 will fall at your right, but it will not come near you. Amen.
Amen. Let's do this. Thank you, Wolfenstein, for touching on that. And guys, open your eyes to these signs. We went over a lot of them today. A lot of stuff you might not have known about. However, since we're watching radio, we're watching and we are pointing them out to you. We'll be back next week. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I thank you two gentlemen for joining me today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for having us up, Rich.
God bless you guys. I'll see you later.
Okay, God bless. See you next week.
But you and me, we got the peace.